Hey, my beauty beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show podcast. Hold on. So, I'm out and about, and y'all know how I get when I be doing my podcast and I'm rolling around in these LA streets, okay? It is questionable, you know what I'm saying? Because people cannot drive. They can't. Go! You waiting for Christmas? The light is red. You gotta go. Be here for fucking 20 years, man. That's why I don't do my podcast when I'm driving. That's why. I'm serious. I be so fucking annoyed with these non-driving ass SOBs. You know? Like, get your bitch ass out the way, bitch. Yeah. Okay. Let me concentrate on what the fuck I'm doing. Okay, my beauty beauties. Hey. How y'all feeling? How the fuck are you feeling? Because I'm feeling goddamn good. You know what I'm saying? Feeling good than a motherfucker. Shit. Right? Now, reason being is because, you know, acceptance, allowance. Okay, forgiveness, all right, moving forward, moving in your purpose, moving in your truth, all right, because see, here's the thing, the twin flame journey, you guys know that this is my version of the twin flame journey, a debunking my own story, you know, so it's like, I be going through shit in real time, and you know, I deals with it in real time, okay? But one thing that has kind of come up for me right now is the fact that I think I've crossed over, you guys. You know what I mean? It's like I'm no longer worried about, like, my twin flame, per se. Like, hell yeah, I miss that nigga. I miss him too. Ooh, I miss him so much. But see, what I'm thinking about, what I'm missing is that beautiful connection that we share. You know, that 5D shit that we on. You know what I mean? That's what I'm missing. You know? And you know, that makes it hard for you. You know, because sure, you know, you want to be with somebody that compliments you, but not only compliments you, but that helps you to be better, that helps you to grow. You know, that's why I say, you guys, you know, if you on this twin flame journey, go through it, go all the way through it. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't half-ass it, okay? Because it's not gonna do for you what it's supposed to do for you if you half-assing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like okay, look at it like this. It's like having a, y'all motherfuckers going on a red light, huh? It's like having a, it's like baking a cake. And you guys know I like using cooking references. It's like baking a cake, right? So in the cake, you have certain ingredients that you have to put in the cake, as well as you have a time frame that the cake has to cook for. Okay, now if either one of those are manipulated in any way, it's you know, pretty much guaranteed that the cake's gonna come out fucked up. All right. And the other thing, okay, you trying to make a fucking chocolate souffle, right? And instead of using chocolate, you're using shit. Shit balls. All right? So what do you think is going to really be the outcome of your souffle? It ain't going to be no chocolate souffle. It's going to be a shit ball souffle. All right? So it was kind of like, once I accepted the fact that right now was, you know, what's being put in the mix is a bunch of shit balls, okay? A bunch of fucking shit balls being put in the mix, all right? Therefore, causing the relationship to be stinky and shitty, okay? So it's really, you know, it's really not rocket science. It's really simple when you accept the fact that, number one, be a seeker of truth. Be a motherfucking seeker of truth. You feel me? Be somebody who is true. I didn't say perfect. I said true. You feel me? So, in seeking truth and being a seeker of truth and being somebody who is looking for an opportunity to have something solid, something special, something secure, right? You're only gonna get what you put out. That's it. You know, people get to a place in their lives where they, you know, start blaming everybody for their fuck ups, and they start blaming everybody because, you know, this didn't go in their favor and that didn't go in their favor. And then my question be, oh, I like those couches right there. Sofa Warehouse. All right, I'll check that out. My position be like, well, if this is what we're on, right? I hope you guys can hear me okay. If this is what we're on, then then let it be that. But don't try to say that somebody else is the reason that XYZ didn't work out for you. Okay? Take full responsibility of everything you say and everything you do, and then you won't have no issues. See, I feel good right now, and I'm feeling like I'm supposed to be feeling in the ninth month, in the full year. It's been like a year and some change, okay? If not two, see, I be, time for me is crazy, so y'all have to forgive me. Sometimes I'll be like, my friends be like, when EJ, it's only been a week. And to me, that shit be feeling like a whole year. I just been a year. My girl, it's only been a couple months. What are you talking about? So anyway, me and my twin flame scenario culminated. I mean, you know, we went all the way. We went all the fucking way, you know? And that 5D connection that we share is so fucking strong. I mean, it's strong. But, you know, I'm not the average. And he ain't the average either. So our union would be definitely for major work. Definitely. It ain't even no question. You know? It ain't even no question. Like, okay, are y'all supposed to be, what are y'all gonna do? You know, it ain't even no fucking question. Oh shit. I'm about to be sattered in the mud. My spot is closed. Lord, thank God this other spot is open. Ooh, honey, hurry, hurry. Oh my God. You good, you good, you good. I hate that too when people like, you know, they'll fucking come out in the street. They don't even look to see if a car is coming or whatever. They just come out in the street and shit, start walking and shit. You like, bitch, don't you see me turning? Okay, intermission. Okay, so we're back. Thanks, guys. Listen, it would really mean a lot to me if you would favorite this show, and it would mean even more if you would support us by setting up a small subscription donation, anywhere from a dollar a month to $10 a month to 20, 30, 40, whatever you want to do. Okay, but we really would appreciate any donations, any support. Send me a message. I may play it or answer it on the show, okay? And you guys, look, we're young and we're small right now, but we're gonna grow. And one day, we're gonna be really, really big. And when we are, then you'll be happy to know that you were one of our first family members, okay? Slow your ass down, fool! That little piece of shit. You welcome? So yeah. Y'all know I likes the good ganja, okay? So, you know, I come out to come to my spot, right? And my spot that's been my spot for my spots. You feel me? My go-tos. Ooh, shit. Motherfuckers is getting ready, yo. Motherfuckers is getting ready. And I asked them, I said, I think I asked them like a year ago. I said, y'all good? If I was y'all, I make sure that while you making all this money, that you do your legals and make sure your shit is good. You feel me? Because you do not want that problem. You just don't want that problem. That's why I never opened up a club, man. When I started looking into opening up a cannabis club, geez Louise. When I tell you the shiznit, and this was during the what we like to call the Wild Wild West days, before, you know, it was regulated and niggas was had cannabis clubs. Like, nigga, you got a cannabis club? You ain't even got a business license to own a business, let alone a cannabis dispensary license. So yeah, it was pretty thick out here in these streets. So yeah, it's funny. But anyway, so basically, what I've been feeling is like it's kind of like a collective energy, you know what I mean? It's real intense. It's almost like, okay, I'm just gonna keep it real with you. At some moments, I feel very, very, very sexual. Like he right there sexual, you know what I'm saying? And then some moments, I feel so sad. Like a sadness comes over me, like, and out of nowhere. And I just be like, what the fuck? Right? And then sometimes it would be a... Wow, he's trying to kill everybody. Wow. Wow. Y'all just don't know. I just clenched my booty cheeks, okay? I just straight up clenched my booty cheeks. This fool... driving like a straight up fool. Like, oh, please, not near me. Don't do it near me. Because we're over where I live at, these motherfuckers is crazy, yo. 90% of them be on dope, you know? They crazy. And they be in these cars, these little rice rockets, I like to call them. I drive a foreign car, okay? So most of these people are in, what is this? Well, that's a VW, you know what I'm saying? It's a Volkswagen, but this nigga driving like he in a Porsche. Oh, it's a female with some lashes on. Heathen hoes. Like, girl, go on with that little piece of shit you doing. Go on now. Grown folks is out here in whips, bitch. Okay, that's what's funny to me, because they be thinking like, you really think a fucking Kia can fucking step to me? Really? You think a Toyota is gonna really? Dude, this is a fucking Audi engine, blood. What the fuck you on? You feel me? And it ain't no old one either. We talking 2015, bitch. What's good? That's why I be like, I don't have to flex. I am a flex. You heard me? Shit. Motherfuckers be out here doing too much. Like, if you don't get your little piece of ass up out of my way, homie, ain't nobody trying to check for you. You feel me? Whew. That's why when I come out and I know I'm going to be out in the dark or whatever, I make sure I have on a certain shirt or whatever that's covering up my chains, you know. And I make sure I put on my motherfucking worker girl steel toes. You heard me? My girl was like, she said, I like them boots. I said, right. She said, oh, kicking they up in his ass. I was like, that's why we wear them. You already know. Ain't nothing cute about these fucking boots other than I will stomp your ass with these boots, okay? Whew, I don't know why I be going off on a tangent, y'all. Y'all know I'm be trying to do my show when I'm driving in the streets, because it ain't no telling. Ain't no telling what Juanita gonna say. Ain't no telling. She just gonna let it loose. So anyway, bitch, get your ass out there. What you doing? People are funny, yo. They funny. People are funny. Funny. Anyway, let me get my ass home. Stop playing in these dark-ass streets. It is dark as hell out here, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's unnormally dark. Like, unusually dark. Like, dude, where is the light? You know? Where is the light? These fucking dim-ass lights out here. See, that's why I need to run for office, so I can change a few things. It's like, motherfucking, y'all doing too much. But anyway, I digress. So being on the twin flame journey has really been like, oh, I can't even front, y'all. It's been wonderful, you know? So during those times when emotions overwhelm me, now I've learned that those aren't my emotions. You know what I'm saying? Because I could be just doing whatever and I'm chilling or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, some major emotion comes over me, and it's just weird. And I was bugging out for a minute, right? Like, because I thought it was my emotion. So let's just say for 1 minute I get like super sad about something or whatever, right? And instead of examining what's going on, why I'm feeling that way, you need to move. You the reason that we all twisted over here, okay? You know, I'm examining why I feel that way, right? Instead of examining why I feel that way, I would just own it. I just make it mine, right? And it wasn't mine. So recently, because I've been elevating, like, I mean, crazy, yo. I've been going like next level, you know what I'm saying? And getting hella downloads, and certain shit is like happening, and it's totally weird. It's totally fucking weird. Some of it's a little freaky. Some of it's a little scary. Because, like, this one night, I was having, like, major fucking downloads. And I was having these visions and shit and seeing all these. Because I'm developing a few things, you know. I'm developing some stuff I got going on. And some creative things that are going on. So I was seeing all these images, right? And these motherfucking images was real. And then I was having these crazy ass, I mean, horrible dreams, yo. Like, horrible shit that you'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, hey, like, horrible shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? So it was kind of scary for a minute there, right? Because I got this movie I'm writing, yo. And this, ooh, it's gonna set you on your ass. Got these couple of books I'm writing that's going to put you in another zone, in another thought zone, you know. So, it's like some of the shit is scary. I ain't going to lie. Some of it's scary. Some of it's real dark. Some of it's really, really dark. And, you know, I have to own that shit. I have to basically... I have to own that shit, right? I think this is my neighbor's truck. Like, he wants to be near us so much. Like, when you put your motherfucking truck by your house, nigga, what is the problem? I mean, for real, what's the problem? This big ass fucking truck right here. Oh, I'm so sick of these people coming down my street. It's like, can I pull in my fucking driveway, bitch? Shit. And I gotta be careful because my car is black. Hurry up. So anyway, and then of course my cats are crazy. They see me trying to pull in, right? And they want to roll around in the driveway. Yeah, just roll around on there. Like, you know, I'm trying to back up and they all in the driveway trying to roll around and shit. It's too much. So I had to basically just examine what was actually happening because those emotions were not mine, right? And as I'm, you know, like, elevating this shit, it's like, no, there's no fucking guidebook for this shit. You know what I'm saying? There is no guidebook for this shit. There's no, I'm just grateful for certain tarot readers and light workers and shit and certain motivational speakers. I'm just grateful for, you know, some of them, because if they weren't doing what they do, if they weren't sharing their gift with the world, if they were being so selfish as to be like, well, no, you know, I'm not giving this shit for free. I'm not putting this on YouTube. I'm not, you know, gonna put this on the podcast or this or this or that. If they were so selfish as to not want to share their talents and gifts, man, I'd probably still be in the dark about this shit. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what they say. When they try to tell you, oh, the whole Christian thing, that was no help. Okay, I don't care what they say, because basically all my mom and them was telling me to do was, well, just pray about it. Okay. I prayed about it. Now what? Like, well, what else is there? Can I get a word? Can somebody tell me something? Can somebody show me something? Has anybody else experienced it like this? Can I get a witness on the subject matter? Can I get something? Nah. Oh, just pray And just wait on the Lord. He'll let you know. And I'm just waiting. And I'm praying. And ain't shit happening. And I'm like, man, come on now. There's got to be a better way. There's something else. There's got to be more to this thing. There's got to be more to this thing. Y'all fucking around. Y'all playing games. You know what I'm saying? Fucking baiting people and shit. Got people sitting around wishing on a motherfucking star. You know what I'm saying? Got people looking for answers and ain't gonna find none. Because it ain't none to be found like that. You know what I'm saying? Because even with the Bible, even with religion, you still need additional knowledge and things that will open you up, because we have lost our we lost our way. You know, we, in our ancestry, we knew how to tap in to source. We knew how to consult with the ancestors that had passed on. We knew how to get the word from the shaman, from the witch doctor, the voodoo doctor. We knew how to tap in. Okay. But after all these degrees of separation from source, all these degrees of separation from our higher selves, our true selves, we've lost the ability, the information, the opportunities to tap in to source. And therefore, because we done lost that shit, we don't remember. We don't recall what it is. We don't recall what it is anymore because, you know, those who were supposed to be teaching us, our elders and shit, they don't even know. They teaching us some bullshit, you know. All they teaching us is make sure you pay your tithes. You know, we got to get this building fund going. And, last I heard, Jesus didn't have no church, motherfucker. He didn't, okay? He told you the church is in you. So wherever you are, the church is, okay, period. But they don't want to tell you that. They don't want you to live that because they want you to come to the building and, you know, put on your fine duds, your little dungarees, and, you know, be carnal. Because to me, that's some carnal shit. It's carnal. What the fuck does a 10-gallon motherfucking straw hat have to do with flowers and shit on my head, cocked to the side, and this particular outfit and that? What the fuck does that have to do with my soul? I'll fucking wait. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck does that have to do with my soul? Okay. Sister so-and-so's anniversary dinner and Pastor so-and-so's birthday. Motherfucker, are y'all shutting down the whole church for my birthday? Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know, but you gonna make sure that you get that tithe money in there and that offer money in there. Okay? You make sure you get that in there now. Okay? Because Pastor and them gotta, take that family vacation to the Bahamas, where they gotta pay that mortgage on the Beverly Hills mansions. I mean, whatever the fuck. Think about it. And you know what the cruelest joke is? The fucking cruelest joke is living your whole life. I mean, your whole fucking life. 30, 40, 50 years. Okay? Under the tutelage of some guys that... Under the tutelage of some understanding, some knowledge, okay, guised as the truth, okay, And then to see that in your true time of need, in your true, true time of need, they weren't even there for you. They weren't there for you. Mm-mm. You spent your whole life. My neighbor really need to cut it out. This big ass truck. That's why we put this right here. Because we can, once my thing is done, this is my driveway right here. I can't wait to get this shit done. I cannot wait. I can't wait to get my house built. I can't wait. You know, because the only thing that's going to happen is if for whatever reason, you know, we start moving in our purpose before it's time to build the house, then, you know, I'm just going to do a few things and then it'll become the USC rental property and we'll be gone. We'll be gone, bitches. We'll be gone. But, I look at it like, I feel like I was lucky, okay? Because I won't call the name, but the religion that I grew up under, the church, I won't call the church, but Christianity that I grew up under, you know, it really, I mean, I guess he felt guilty in a way. I guess he felt like, you know what, I'm not just going to be taking these people money and, you know, blowing smoke up their ass, you know, and then they aren't living abundant. Because also a lot of people that was coming to that particular church were business people. You know, business owners, affluent people, people with degrees. You know what I'm saying? And so they weren't gonna tap into that bullshit. They weren't gonna tap into the whole pie in the sky bullshit. You know. So, you know, he had to come with something else. I guess that's where it kind of came from. But it's interesting because for me, I always ask the hard questions. I always did. Well, if this is that, come on, look out, get out the street. Like, if this is this and this is that, then how come you know, this happens or that happens? I mean, you know, I had the hard questions. And the cold hard facts of the matter were that whenever somebody can't answer you and all they want to do is send you, well, just go pray, get on your knee. It just left such a bad taste in my mouth all the time, because I say, you know what? It's like when I would be studying something, right? I'm studying, right? And I expect for my shit to come back to me during finals or during the test or during whatever it is that I need to do, because I'm expecting recall because it's in me. You know, you understand where I'm going with this? It's in me. So if it's in me, that's why I tell my daughters all the time, look, I know that you think me telling you to write your timetables down two times every day is just horrible. It's just not getting you nowhere. I said, but let me tell you something. What you're doing is you're getting it in you. Okay. You're getting it in you. And what you don't realize is one day it's going to just pop up. You're going to have instant recall. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's going to be in you. You're going to pull for it. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know. I knew, you know, the answer to that. Yeah, because it's in you. You're getting it in you. All right. So it could come out and be of assistance when needed. Now, if I ain't got the shit in me, but I'm trying to pull it out of me, what's going to happen? The only thing that's going to come out of me is what's already in me. So learning scriptures, it was almost, it just became like a, it started to become more like, oracle cards are. You know what I'm saying? It's like what oracle cards are. Oracle cards make you feel good. You know, they kind of give you a motivational, something on the matter, you know, type thing, you know. And, you know, make you feel good. Kind of make you think beyond
what your scope of reality is, right? Because when you start trying to advance yourself and you are ingesting motivational quotes and you're, you know, looking at things that are positive and stuff like that, and you are, you know, using it for your betterment, okay, then you can, because that's what started helping me. I don't even lie. I mean, I grew up in the church, okay, and all that. Well, go read your Bible and go do this and go pray. Okay. But it wasn't until I started reading books that were like self-help, reading motivational quotes, I just stopped reading all that other stuff, and I started reading the Psalms and the Song of Solomon and stuff like that, like things that were uplifting, things that were motivational, things that made your spirit feel good, right? Because I'm like, you know, man, we need some kind of assistance. We need some type of help. We need to know. We need more than just the baseline of, oh, go pray, go get on your, go read your Bible, or like, can I get a little bit more? I mean, just a little bit more. Can I get just a little bit more? Something to help me through this life, to navigate through this life. So after I went through my marriage, right, my last marriage, that shit tore me up. Okay, it tore me up, because what I did was I didn't even know I was being primed for my twin flame journey. I didn't even know. Because I have been asking for something my whole life, y'all. My whole life. Since I knew what love was and knew that I wanted love, or I wanted a certain kind of love, you know. I grew up on fairy tales and shit. Blame it on my mama. Shit, you know. But, so I always felt like, and then I grew up around people who were married and had been married for years. And I mean, people who had been married so long, they started looking alike, finishing each other's sentences. And you could tell that the relationship was a good one. And you could tell that they had gone through things, and they had been through this and that, and, you know, stuff like that. And you could, you know, well, hi, Ruby. Hi, my Ruby. Welcome home. Where you been? You know what I mean? It's like, you could tell that they loved each other, and that they had, you know, they sacrificed and they had gone through whatever they went through, but they made it together, and they were on the other side of it, you know. Kids grown, grandkids grown, great grandkids. They had holidays and stuff like that, and everybody come together. It's just a beautiful thing, and I've always wanted that. And for me, that's the American dream, having a love that loves you shown up. Oh man, that shit is beautiful. Having somebody that you ain't gotta worry about. You ain't gotta worry, does this person love me? You ain't gotta worry, is this person gonna be there? Are they gonna be faithful? Is their heart mine? You know, are they down for me? Can somebody take them from me? Can somebody infiltrate this connection that we have? You know what I'm saying? Will they betray me and destroy everything that we are, or we've been, or we could be to each other? You know what I'm saying? Y'all, so sorry. I'm about to click off real quick. I'll be right back.
Just got one word to say to them all.
Like it.